Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, today, both the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia released pictures sure to sharpen the debate over Arab countries participating in airstrikes on ISIS. One picture showed a female Air Force pilot from the UAE. One showed the son of an heir to the Saudi Arabian throne. Both were pictured in jet cockpits. Both are now facing death threats. And this morning, Saudi Arabia's former ambassador to the U.S., Prince Turki Al Faisal, was asked by Nora O'Donnell of CBS about the perception that these airstrikes leave.
There were Saudi warplanes involved?
Absolutely.
Muslims dropping bombs on Muslims?
Well, you know, we don't consider ISIS as being a Muslim group because of what they do to Islam.
NPR's Deborah Amos is in southern Turkey. And Deb, start there. Turks, we know, are not Arabs, but they are Muslim. How is this debate resonating there, this idea that this might be a Muslim-on-Muslim war?
I cannot overstate how much fear there is in the region over ISIS. They are the boogeyman. They are the scary guys. There are people in Beirut who are locking their doors at night because they're worried they're coming. They have a larger-than-life presence and fear. And the way that Muslims talk about this is to say they can't be Muslims. They certainly can't represent my religion. My religion doesn't do those things, doesn't condone those things. So you hear a very lively debate about this. I think what the Saudi commentator talked about is right on what's happening in the region. Striking that the Saudis put those pictures out. You know, the U.S. never gives us pictures of pilots. It's simply not done. But for them to do that, I think the message to their own people was, we are putting royal sons on the front lines. Hmm. That's how serious we think this is. Yes, there were death threats. Not a big surprise, but there was also support from Saudis for what happened. And that poured in. So the bet was right. The bet was right to show that the royal sons were in those cockpits.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned how fearful Turks are. We've been hearing this for days as we've spoken to reporters watching Syrian Kurds stream across the border into Turkey. We know Turkey has a tense relationship with the Kurds who want a separatist movement. But now Turks and Kurds are united against ISIS. So there's been a rejiggering there.
Well, ISIS is changing alliances all over the place. I think that's not yet a strong alliance. Turks are still responding with their hearts and not their heads on that border. We're now up to 140,000 Syrian Kurds that have crossed the border. The UN is airlifting aid down to that border. It has overwhelmed everything. ISIS is moving south of the Syrian town called Kobani. The latest I saw on social media is that the Kurdish forces inside are holding them back. But those Kurds are running because they are terrified. There's already reports of beheading in some of the villages that ISIS has taken over there. And, you know, what they say is, wait a minute, we had American strikes last night, but it didn't really change anything on the battlefield for us. So what is the point of those strikes? We thought that they were supposed to help us. It hasn't yet. And so we still have this influx.
Well, the strikes have targeted what the Pentagon is calling mobile oil refineries. ISIS is thought to make as much as $2 million a day from oil revenues. Tell us more from what you've gathered from your vantage point about these strikes and these refineries.
Oil analysts use a different word. They call them modular. But what they really are big pots. What you do is you take the stolen crude, you put it in a pot, and you boil it down to refined gasoline. And they fuel these things with anything, old tires, you know, whatever happens to be around. Environmental disaster in that part of Syria. But it has become a cottage industry. These are contractors. They aren't all ISIS people who are doing the refining. So the oil empire of ISIS has gotten a little bit smaller. However, it's not so hard to just go buy some more pots. Oil analysts say it was a start to take this business apart. ISIS controls somewhere around 30,000 barrels a day of Syrian oil in the oil fields that they control.
Yeah. I want to look more broadly in the region. The Iranian president is speaking at the UN today. As we know, Iran is fighting ISIS in Iraq, but Iran supports the Assad regime in Syria. So it's been technically fighting against Syrians in support of the Assad regime. Today on that CBS interview, the former Saudi ambassador was asked what he thought about Iran now saying that Saudi strikes against Syria are illegal.
This is the irony and, if you like, the rather arrogant attitude that they give themselves the license to send troops to kill Syrians, but then when we try to defend the Syrian people, they say that is illegal. That's unacceptable.
Deb Amos, I think this illustrates that kind of sticky wicket you were talking about.
Oh, this is so complicated. You almost need a chart to see who's on what side. The Saudis and the Iranians are in a regional competition for power and influence in the region. They are on different sides of the Syrian civil war. They are on the same side in Iraq, more or less. It is much more complicated in Syria. Now, the really interesting thing that happened today is you saw a split. The Iranians are complaining about the Saudis, saying it's illegal. The regime of Bashar al-Assad is saying, I welcome these strikes. In fact, I am part of this coalition. He is not. He is not. But he is portraying himself as being a welcome addition to the coalition fighting terrorism. This is like a family fight. The UN speeches reflected a lot of those tensions yesterday. The Emir of Qatar said, I am uncomfortable with hitting ISIS and not hitting the regime of Bashar al-Assad at the same time. And the Syrian ambassador was there, the Americans were there, the Saudis were there to hear that. So this conflict now has brought many tensions right out into the open.
I shouldn't laugh because it's a tragic comedy. NPR's Deborah Amos in southern Turkey. Deb, thank you.
Thank you.